So you've got the Christmas story, and how is it that one of the main characters has such little to do and little to say? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, did you ever play Joseph in a Christmas play?
John, I can't say I have or that I wanted to as a child. There's no cool costume. There's not too much to say.
Right.
And plus, what little boy isn't just a little bit embarrassed by being pitched up next to a girl holding a baby?
Yeah, most little boys probably want to rough it up, hanging out with the shepherds, maybe.
But if we want to stand in Joseph's shoes just for a moment, it suggests he was a remarkable man.
Yeah.
Joseph was engaged to Mary, probably in her mid-teens at the time, and in that culture, she was already considered to be his wife. They weren't physically together, but they were fully committed to each other.
So when Joseph found out Mary was pregnant, he believed Mary had been unfaithful already.
Joseph would have been devastated. Yet instead of trying to humiliate Mary, maybe in an attempt to take the focus off his own embarrassment, he chooses to soften the blow for a girl he loved and who he thought had made a mistake.
Yeah.
It was a small town, so he decided to divorce her quietly, minimize the scandal.
And these characteristics really are a part of the reason why he was chosen by God.
Joseph was Jesus' earthly father, the man he would look up to and call dad. It's interesting that the angel appears to Joseph to set the record straight after he'd found out that Mary was pregnant. I'm sure he would like to have heard this before, and if it was a test, he passed with flying colors.
Yeah.
We don't know much about Joseph. But we do know he was the right man to provide a home for Jesus, a home away from home. So maybe the next Christmas show should have more little boys eager to play their part, even if they have to hold a little girl's hand.
And why not play your part in telling the story of Jesus? There's a great gospel tract Alec has put together called 3 Questions in 3 Minutes. Check it out at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.